Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is a strong supporter of Georgia's democratic and economic development, as well as of its efforts to enhance security and resist external pressure. Vice President Joe Biden, during his recent meeting with Georgian President Georgi Margvelashvili, announced an additional $5 million in U.S. assistance to Georgia. This assistance will help people affected by Russia's construction of fences and berms inside Georgia along the boundaries of the occupied regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Some of the new U.S. assistance will fund 40 small infrastructure projects that will rehabilitate potable water systems, irrigation channels, drainage, and village roads, benefiting up to 4,000 households. The aid will also support new means of income generation for at least 2,000 vulnerable households along the administrative boundary lines through vocational training, access to finance, and micro-enterprise assistance. It will increase access to objective information for populations in the occupied territories of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Another part of the funding will be spent on monitoring the implementation of a recently adopted anti-discrimination law. These targeted activities complement long-term U.S. assistance programs designed to support reforms and build institutional capacity across a range of sectors. The U.S. provides assistance that strengthens the rule of law by increasing judicial sector capacity and improving legal education and representation. Aid also promotes democracy and good governance by supporting civil society, increasing citizens' access to information, and supporting democratic political competition. On the economic front, U.S. assistance boosts broad-based growth by helping enterprises expand their businesses, diversifying markets, promoting women's access to credit, and strengthens Georgia's intellectual property rights enforcement and compliance with World Trade Organization requirements. The United States remains committed to Georgia's democratic and economic development, territorial sovereignty, and its Euro-Atlantic aspirations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.